Seven of the defendants appeared in court over a video screen from the county jail. The alleged mastermind of the $10 million scam, Duane Colby, showed up in court with his attorney. Eau Claire County District Attorney Rich White explained why he asked for a $100,000 cash bond.
Mr. Colby has basically engaged in a practice of moving from place to place or sort of reinventing himself in this sort of business.
Colby's attorney, Richard Wahosky, countered that his client is a local resident.
Mr. Colby resides in Chippewa County. He's lived there for over 6 years. His wife lives with him, 5 children.
The judge set cash bond at $10,000. Colby and the other defendants were ordered not to have contact with each other. D.A. White says that's because some of the informants have been threatened for cooperating. The donations were supposedly going to police and sheriff's associations, veterans, and disabled firefighters. Some were legitimate charities, and some weren't, according to the complaint. White says the groups got very little, sometimes less than 1% of the money raised.
The focus of the case isn't on necessarily what happened to every penny after it came in, as much as how it came in and what practices were engaged in to bring the money in.
Those include solicitors saying they were firefighters or deputies, falsely claiming they were raising money for bulletproof vests that sheriff's departments wouldn't provide, or that the money would go to soldiers in Iraq. D.A. Rich White says that's defined as racketeering.
Obtaining someone's signature on a check by fraud or deceit. That's the underlying statutory violation that's involved here.
White says almost all of the 500,000 people who made donations were from out of state. All 8 defendants face up to 13 counts of racketeering for the operation, which lasted at least 4 years and employed hundreds in Eau Claire and Grand Chute. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.